the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني.
In this part of the dua Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني. Perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of scholars, so you forsook me. أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني. Or perhaps I sat in the company of forgetful and careless people, so you withdrew your mercy from me. أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني. Or perhaps I enjoyed the conversation of vain jesters, so you kept up my friendship with them. أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني. Or perhaps I did not crave for what I asked for, so you sent me away. أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني. Or perhaps because of my offenses, I have been chased away. أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني. Or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off. Brothers and sisters, when we have a look closer at these parts and sentences of the supplication, what we find out is that this fact that we can even talk to our Lord is a very blessing itself. Sometimes we really want to engage in supplication and prayer when the time is right, but we realize we are not in that mood and in that state to talk to our Lord. Sometimes we even forget that we are in the state of supplication. We are talking to the Lord. We are saying our prayers. So what can be explicitly found out from this part of the supplication is that there are some certain actions that contribute to the deprivation of our opportunities for getting ourselves closer to our Lord. There are some opportunities for worship. There are some opportunities for supplication and saying prayers that we might miss and we might be deprived of because of our past actions.
ۚ The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
When Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِن مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي, perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of scholars, so you forsook me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِن رَحْمَتِكَ أَيَسْتَنِي, I sat in the company of forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy from me. Apart from the fact that there is this sunnah of Almighty Allah, that when you are in the company of the forgetful people, you are far away from the mercy of the Lord. It is also logically true, because a person who spends day and night in somehow vain activities, he cannot concentrate in his prayer. He cannot focus. He cannot keep this fact in his mind that he's talking to his Lord. We also have this fact reflected in the traditions. There are some traditions that say sometimes God deprives his servant of the opportunity to engage in the night prayers because of his commission of sins during the day. So there is this kind of relationship between our past actions and our future opportunities we're going to have. So this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is trying to tell us that if you want to succeed in your supplications, if you want to succeed to reach that state of true servitude, if you want to have the opportunities of reading the Holy Quran, if you want to have the opportunities of saying your prayers at the right time, you must provide some preliminaries beforehand. Your heart needs to be in that state, without which you are not able to reach that desired state in your prayers and in your supplications. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ لَمْ تُحِبَّ أَن تَسْمَعَ دُعَائِي فَبَعَدْتَنِي. Perhaps I did not crave for what I asked for, so you sent me away. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is urging us to be very careful of our actions. If we want to see ourselves in the presence of our Lord, if we want to have the opportunities for recommended prayers, for recommended supplications, we must not entertain worthless ideas in our minds. And these things somehow stand in the way of presence of our hearts if we want to get closer to Allah's mercy. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, Take care and goodbye.
To you through